Inshallah. Jamaatul address us the last program before they move to the next masjid. They will speak to us for a few minutes.
Let's come to the close, inshallah. Try to reach close as possible, inshallah. The most active brothers, elders, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, meaning my Sahaba have many, many qualities. If we treat bring some of these qualities into our life, the follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become easy. First and foremost, quality Sahaba has the firm belief in the Kalma La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In a meaning, as Allah does everything without help from creation, and we, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot do anything without Allah. Allah is the creator, Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the provider, Allah is the nourisher, Allah does everything. Now, you cannot fall from the tree without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything, Allah, Buddha cannot bring to the twelfth of a person without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soil cannot give, soil cannot do anything without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything and anything and everything is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Health is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sickness is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we see around is without control by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the creator of Allah. This is the inner meaning of the Kalma La ilaha illallah. It's said in the nearest meaning which put the Kalma La ilaha illallah one side of the scale in the seven heaven and the seven skies. Everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the side of the scale of the Kalma without weight. A person will spend his whole life in the kufr before he dies in the side of Kalma La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all his sins. And it's one person in the whole universe. Beside the Kalma La ilaha illallah with sincerity, with class, the whole universe will keep going. There will be a time in this world there will no one recite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. On that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys his world. This is the value of the Kalma La ilaha illallah. So how to bring the value of the Kalma, the yaqeen of the Kalma, the belief of the Kalma, the reality of the Kalma, we have to give da'wat towards the Kalma. First in da'wat, then we put it in life, mush in the life. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your the Kalma. The 9-13 years approximately Sahaba made effort in the Iman. When the first command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was salat, it was a veil, it was like a means from gain for Allah's trust. It was like a person standing in salat, you see all the veil between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted. And it was a communication for Sahaba to ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the means. And by salat, Sahaba built the yaqeen of salat. And in the study of their life, they used to first and foremost pray two rakat salat. And they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the mean was not fulfilled, they made, followed that mean, my wazoo was not right. Maybe my namaz was not right. And time when they used to pray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled that mean. The person who fulfilled the first 40 days, takbirullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it truly. Well, one is nifaq and freedom of jahannam. So my respected brother, we have to bring the yaqeen of salat. That through salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled my needs. And through salat, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakah in my needs. And we have to bring the yaqeen, we have to bring the belief, we have to put it in practice. So give da'wah towards salat, and pray farz salat with jamaat, and pray sunnat namaz with tamam, and bring full namaz and contain devotion of salat. And we regularize salat. Where is sahaba al-salat salat and pray salat. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance of salat. So it's very important that we have to know the knowledge of deen, the right knowledge of deen. Whenever a person gets to the able, whatever stage of life a person goes through, that knowledge of deen a person is compelled for to learn. Because Malik must know what is command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going to ask for anything else in the world, you must know the knowledge. Once you earn money, you have to know how to spend, how to make money, how to balance out your business, how to do whatever you have. That knowledge of deen is compulsory for the person. If you like even money, you like your wealth, you like your health, have the knowledge of that, how to spend, how to use. That knowledge is compulsory for a person to learn. A person goes out to seek knowledge of all the creation of the world, even efficiency, may dwell much for a person. So we should go and learn the knowledge. By Masail knowledge, we should go to Ulama Ikram. Time and time again, remind what is the right way of doing things. And for Fazai, we should sit in Halqat of Talim. We should read time and time again, Istimai, Infradi, value of Amal, value of not doing Amal. What Allah will give, what Allah will take away. Today we know the value of the whole dunya world in front of us, but today unfortunately we don't know the value of the deen. So we have to know the knowledge. So we must learn the knowledge, which is doubtful knowledge, which is practice of knowledge. What we learn, which is practice in our life. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reality of knowledge. And also, my respective, we have to have the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, Allah is watching me. Whatever is in my heart, Allah knows. So unfortunately, we do not realize that Allah is watching me. That's why we make mistakes. That's why we see things that we shouldn't say. We listen to things what we shouldn't listen to. Because God's fortune, we have no awareness. So we have to aware Allah, my Allah is watching me. Allah knows what is in my heart. You know. So we have zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, personal awareness. Person does zikr like a living person. Person doesn't do zikr like a dead person. So my respected brother, we should have zikr every day. We should at least minimum 3 times. The tasbihat, Allah say, astaghfar, dhu, astaghfar, third kalma. 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, minimum. We should try to go out to our shaykh, we should try to increase our zikr. Regularly, basically, you know, regularly. Bring up your king of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in zikr. So we dawat to a zikr, we practice on zikr, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your acceptance. Also, my perspective is very important that we have a love of Ikram al-Muslimin, Ikram al-Muslimin, mankind. What is the value of Muslim? What is the value of mankind? To hurt one Muslim like myself. So my perspective, we have to have a love of Muslim in the heart. Today, unfortunately, the whole universe is going towards the wrong way. Ikram al-Muslimin, what we love for ourselves, we should have for others. What we want for ourselves, we should love for others as well, you know. So have to love a Muslim and a person is going away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deen, going away from Allah's house, not obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to fikr and worry, my neighbor, my brother, my sister, my cousin who are not praying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That worry and concern we should have in our heart. You know. And we should try to fulfill the need of a Muslim, but the one need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 73 always needs Allah finish. One for this world, 72 Allah evaluates in stage in akhirah. So we should help mankind, we should help mankind. We cannot help anybody, we should not offend anybody, we should not harm anybody. We should not insult anybody. To harm a Muslim brother is very, very harmful to others. So respect, love, and ikram for Muslims. We should love it, and we should give dawah to them. You know. And we should make practice on it every day for our life. And we should Allah smile for reality. Also, my respected brother, everything that we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. Not to show anybody, not to focus, someone tells us we do it. Not because I have to do it, you know, Allah, for Allah's sake. May Allah be happy with me, may Allah razi with me. So small amal we do for the sake of Allah, may Allah give so much reward. We get so much for showing name, and on the day of judgment, we have to answer for this, my respected brothers. So we must check our intention time and time again. On the beginning of an action, we should check our intent, why I'm doing this. In the middle of, we should check our intent, why I'm doing this. At the end, we should also say, I accept this. So small amal for the sake of Allah, may Allah give so much reward. So we should dawah towards it and practice on this and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reality. And also my respected brothers, we are not any ordinary ummah. We have the best Nabi of Allah. We have the best kalma. We have the best of mankind. And we have the best ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah has been created for mankind. Every man, woman and child, this ummah has been created for the one maqsad, one purpose. Make the worry and concern sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Day and night, Rasulullah s.a.w. made one warning concern. How mankind can save a Jahannam and go to Jannah. How mankind can save a Jahannam and go to Jannah. And this worry and concern, Rasulullah s.a.w., you know, it's like day and night he had made worry. And for that, every sort of sacrifice was made. Every sort of sacrifice Rasulullah s.a.w. made. There was no food in the house for so many months. Sacrifice made. Sahaba made the same sacrifice. One Sahaba came to Rasulullah s.a.w., Ya Rasulullah s.a.w., I'm hungry. I have found a stone on my belly. Rasulullah s.a.w. left the nearest me, he left his cup and he said, I have got 2 stones in my belly. Why? Allah created the whole universe from Rasulullah s.a.w. So my respected brothers, this fikr and worry and concern and qurbani, and day and night one worry, one concern. How the ummah of mankind can be successful. And this sacrifice each and every sahaba made. As we said, before Islam he was a businessman. When time came he had nothing. He was nothing. He sacrificed every form of deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my spirit, this is worry and concern of fikr and sahaba. This is why they strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because my deen was the most important thing in life. And for them to leave Makkah, Madinah, for them to leave the plain namaz, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the sacrifice they had to make. It's one of the hardest things. But they still left this because the deen was more important. And this was the message from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of Al-Fatih, that Allah's deen was complete. Allah's deen was complete and Gaganti was given. And the message was given to the Sahaba, and you take this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the four corners of the world. And after 12,000 graves of Sahaba, you find Makkah, Medina, 124,000. And they left Makkah, Medina, and they went all over the world, much because this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreading the world. So my respectable deen will carry on in mankind, and when the ummah will keep moving. When the ummah keeps crying, make them kulbani for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen will keep spreading. When the ummah stop making effort of deen, then the deen will come out of people's life. And the history of Islam is in front of us. All over Europe, you see the Islam, history of Islam. Spain, 700 years, Islam ruling Spain. 700 years. Today, when the effort stopped, deen came out of the life of people. The whole country became non-Muslims. The masjid that was at that time, they come become museums. Samarkand, Bukhara, one of the biggest masjids of that time. When the effort stopped, it becomes ruined now. So my respect, we have to keep moving. We have to keep, no, we are not satisfied that we have got masjid, everything here, masjid. No, my brothers. There's 90% of people out there who don't pay that commandment. The people who live in Islam, thousands and millions, you know. And this is why it's our responsibility, it's my responsibility, that we should make effort for deen. We should sacrifice what Allah gave us for deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing belongs to us. Our life doesn't belong to our wealth, it doesn't belong to us. Nothing belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should sacrifice this for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why, my brother, it's very important we need to sacrifice with God in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and time again. Remind ourselves. This is why every year we learn the job, we learn this work by going 4 months in lifetime. We go to our elders who give their life for the deen. We give the life for the effort of the deen, mashallah. Time and time we'll go through them, inshallah. We learn from them, inshallah. And every year we should refine by going 40 years every year. And we should, when we are in our locality, we should try to participate in that local amal. These amal are the bunyad of the work today. Wherever this amal of the local work takes place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the work easy for them. When I think of amal is every day, we should make sick and worrying concerns. That every person is in our locality. How the house of every Muslim in our locality can be one to like the house of Sahaba. How the people in our locality come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they can join in the amal of masjid. This way in concern, this fikr. If anybody is sick in our locality, it's our responsibility. To make worry and concern for little while for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 70 years of the world. Just make worry and concern. Every day we should make some time. At least we should make niyat for 8 hours, and we should at least minimum at least 2.5 hours. There are people in the world who give 8 hours for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have all the luxury of the world in front of us. If you cannot even give 2.5 hours for deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are we saying to ourselves? So we try to make niyat in our heart that Allah will give 2.5 hours every day to fulfill all the takas that we have in front of us. And every day we should say in ta'lim. The amal of ta'lim takes place every day in each and every masjid, inshallah. So we should participate in the ta'lim in the masjid, also participate in ta'lim at home. The ta'lim at home will change the environment of the khalay on our house. The environment house will change, and all the fikr will change in our house also. So every day we should sit down ta'lim at home. But these three amal we should do every day. We should do our 2 guests every week. One is our local guest, and one is English. The local guest is for the locality. Each and every house in the locality we should do what? The same fikr and same way we should go. Our guest should go to another locality where there's no amal, no mahal, where people living, Muslim are living around the area, make fikr and concern in that area. And that's why we must see fikr there also. And every month we should go 3 days. 72 hours every month, and go to another locality and make the same worry and concern. So we should be very important. At first, we have to make a need in our heart. Because that deen does not need any of us. This deen will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. We need this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to look after deen for our next generation. This is very important why we should make sacrifice. Also, we should make sure we are part of our own amal. When it's a faraid, we should pay with jamaat. When it's a Quran, tilawat, tasbihat, ma'amulat, ma'ashrat, everything that we. Yeah, the people look at what we do, not what we say. People look what we do, but not what we say. So these amal should come into our life also. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying in the middle of the night when I'm going to die. So may Allah give me and all of us tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, jazakallah for your instructing the jamaat and jamaat to go into next locality, inshallah. And we also request that you also come make a jamaat and come to our country also, inshallah. So we can learn from you as well, inshallah. And that's what you will talk about. Jazakallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.